There are security concerns about plans to install Chinese-owned technology in a powerful supercomputer used by government agencies and Australian universities. The computing infrastructure is based at the Australian National University in Canberra, which says it's satisfied that the IT equipment is safe and has passed stringent reviews. But US defence officials have recently raised concerns about Lenovo, the Chinese company involved. Here's our defence reporter Andrew Green.
Over the past few years, the National Computational Infrastructure has hosted some high-profile guests.
Hi, I'm Malcolm Turnbull. I'm the Communications Minister. I'm here at the ANU at the National Computational Infrastructure, the home of Australia's largest, most powerful supercomputer.
The NCI also provides support for a range of government organisations, including the CSIRO, Geoscience Australia and the Bureau of Meteorology. Last week, the high-tech facility confirmed it would be buying new IT software and hardware, which will come from Lenovo, a Chinese-owned company. In recent weeks, defence officials at the Pentagon have expressed concerns about the company, recommending its products not be used in some American facilities. That's prompted concerns from some scientists at NCI, as well as some security experts, including Peter Jennings, the director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
I think what we really need to know here is, you know, what steps did the ANU take to satisfy itself that these systems don't have sort of installed computer backdoors that can later be used by outside actors to steal Australian intellectual property.
This year, the Australian Cybersecurity Centre threat report acknowledged a foreign government had managed to install malicious software known as malware on the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's computer system to steal sensitive documents. The attack, which occurred last year, also breached sensitive systems across the federal government. Peter Jennings believes the cybersecurity watchdog needs to again be called in.
Just as the Australian Signals Directorate was brought in to look at the Bureau of Meteorology and also the Bureau of Statistics, it should now look at this computing capability at the ANU to assure everybody that Australia's intellectual property is not at risk from this purchase.
In a statement to Saturday AM, the ANU insists stringent protocols have been followed.
ANU is fully satisfied with all due diligence associated with the decision to appoint Xenon Systems to supply a Lenovo NextScale system for the NCI's facilities.
The university points out that Lenovo is listed as an authorised government supplier and adds,
Lenovo demonstrated to NCI that all of the company's firmware, low-level software, was developed in the United States. The firmware is encrypted by a digital signature, which acts as a fingerprint to prevent tampering.
Saturday AM also contacted Lenovo and the federal government for comment.
Defence reporter Andrew Green.